One of the most fun and enjoyable things you can do with a girl you met is to make her feel beautiful and desired. The question is, how do you do it in a way that would make her feel special and beautiful, but without feeling objectified and without you offending her, or without you giving her a bunch of cliché compliments that she has heard from other guys 1,000 times before? And how do you do all this without coming across yourself as needy and desperate? Here's one very simple and very fun thing you can do with a girl you're going out with on a first date, or if you don't quite feel comfortable doing it on a first date, maybe on a second date or shortly after, if everything goes well and there is at least some indication that there is a mutual interest between the two of you, mutual sexual interest, as subtle and as mild as it might be. Take the girl that you're going out with to a specific place and suggest doing a little photo shoot where she will be the model and you will be the camera guy. It doesn't have to be anything erotic. It can be just a few shots of her face or a few full body shots where she would pose in a mildly seductive way while she's dressed up. We all know that girls love having their pictures taken. I'm sure you've seen how many pictures they have on Facebook, dozens, hundreds, or even more. They pose at different sites, under different circumstances, on the beach, in nature, in front of some famous site, and they post it for everybody to see. So we know they like it. Now, if you ask her to come to a specific place and pose for you, she's going to feel appreciated for her beauty by you in all the right ways, without any chance of her being offended, because you're not asking her to do anything inappropriate. It is going to turn her on, and it's going to turn you on. Also, it doesn't cost anything to do a photo shoot. You can do it for a few minutes, or you can do it for half an hour or longer. It all depends on the circumstances. Now, before you do this, it would be very helpful if you had a full-size, real DSLR camera, and if you took a class or at least watched a few instructional videos on how to take portrait pictures and how to do full body shots. You don't have to become a professional photographer, and you don't have to own a professional studio equipment. But if it looks like you know what you're doing when you're taking pictures, it surely is going to make you look better, and it's going to make the whole process more fun and more effective. And if the pictures that you're taking come out better, it's going to be all the better. Finally, as far as the location of the photo shoot goes, if she comes to your place for whatever reason, do it there, or at least suggest. If you come to her place for whatever reason and you notice that there is an appropriate background to take a few pictures, then just tell her, I'm going to run down, I'm going to bring my camera from the trunk of my car, I want to take a few shots. If you sit at an intimate cafe or a restaurant and it looks like she has a great background behind her for you to take a picture of her, and she looks really pretty and her hair is done and her makeup is done, pull out a camera and tell her that the next shot that you're going to take of her is going to be better than any of the shots of her that she has on Facebook. My personal favorite site, my favorite background for taking photos, full body photos, is actually an area that's not pretty. A construction site, some kind of industrial area, or at least a brick wall or a wall with graffiti. The reason that I like that kind of background so much is because it actually makes an attractive woman stand out even more, because the background is so unattractive and it forces the person who is looking at the picture to focus even more on the person rather than on the background. And you want her to be the center of the attention on the photo and the rest of the photo to provide a background that's different, and that's something that she probably has never seen on her pictures before and something that she probably never thought about. Try it and email me and let me know how it goes. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun. Thank you.